I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, shining the spotlight on Knoxville senior athlete Connor Willis. And Connor, I've had a chance to talk to you after you made a little bit of a life decision and committing to Iowa Central or Iowa Western. What put Iowa Western over the top over everybody else?
I feel like a big thing with me is when I first got in the recruiting process, I wanted to go JUCO. Like, I was set on JUCO. It felt like that's where I needed to be. And then a couple four-year coaches, they kind of started to reach out, went on a couple visits, and I was like, you know, I kind of like this. Like, four-year might be my thing. And so my mind kind of changed. And then we kind of got into it and just talking about some things with my parents, coaches, and it kind of just came down to a couple of things. And we were just like, maybe a four-year really isn't for me. And we got back from one of my last four-year visits that we went on down to Kansas, and we got back and we were kind of talking and we were like, maybe it just isn't for me. And I was like, heard a lot about Iowa Western, you know, they're a great program. They just won a national title in 2021. And so I was like, you know what? It never hurts to go check it out. Not very far away. It's not like a whole day trip type of a thing. And so went over there, and I mean, I was in contact with a couple of the coaches before we ended up going over there and everything, and there was just something about it. I mean, you step on campus, and I've heard the saying of, you know, you found your place when you step on campus, and there was just something about it. As soon as I stepped on campus, I was like, this is where I need to be.
What about JUCO that kind of drew you to that initially? Was it just the two-year program, or just, you know, you can not go too far away from home?
Yeah, my thought and all of it wasn't, I guess, I really didn't care how far away from home I had to go. I just want to play soccer. Like, that's just my thing. Like, that was how it was from the start. Is a lot of people ask me, like, are you going to stay in state? Are you going to go out of state? I said, I don't care. I just want to play soccer. And so that really was never a question for me. But I think the biggest thing that drew me to JUCO was, as of right now, two big things, I guess. The big thing is obviously money-wise. Like, I'm not going to be the one paying for all of college, so, like, it helped my parents out as much as possible. But then I'm really not decided on what I want to do after school. And so, obviously, you know, it sucks to say no one wants to hear it as a big sports guy, but sports aren't going to be around forever. You're not going to be playing a professional sport if you do get that to that level forever. And so just going somewhere where I think will help me collegiate-wise with sports, but just academically, I think that'll be where I want to be.
And, you know, as far as what they want you or expect, you know, from you, you know, what are they telling you?
It's a lot. I think their expectations are we're going to compete for a national title every year, which I think that's how everyone wants to be. And I feel like some programs say that more than they actually do it. And I think with having the coaching staff they do and having been in that circumstances, I think they know what to expect out of the players. And so I think hearing about the coach, he expects a lot out of their players, not just as a soccer standpoint, but as a person standpoint. And I feel like that's where I want to be. Like, obviously, I want to be the best soccer player I am and that I can be, but I also want to be a better person.
How has Coach Mick helped you? I mean, you've more or less had him as your coach, you know, your high school career.
Yeah, he's been there a lot, and I feel like he doesn't get a lot of credit for it just because he's not one of those guys that it's not that I haven't given him credit, but he hasn't really been there along with me for it as like a standout guy. And so he's definitely done a lot for me, helping me reach out to coaches, get in contact with coaches, just all those little things that you don't see. He's been there for me and helped me with that.
Now, you know, as we're talking to you on the night that you defeat Oskaloosa, unfortunately, you had to sit out because of an injury. But, you know, 1-2, as we're sitting right here, you've had two pretty tough openers, but then got through against Oskaloosa. I guess just, you know, give me kind of your impression on how the first start of the season's gone.
Yeah, I mean, our goal, obviously, is to go undefeated. That was the goal at the start of the year. But going into, obviously, before tonight with Carlisle and Southeast Polk, like, that was our goal, was to front-load our schedule. We want to play those tough teams. We don't want to go out and we're killing teams. Like, that's, obviously, it's fun for the first couple of games, but it doesn't get you anywhere. So going out and playing a team like Southeast Polk, a team like Carlisle, like, yes, they're tough teams, but that's the competition we want to face because that's all that's going to make us better. And so I think going into those two games, we were confident, But obviously we kind of got smacked in the mouth a little bit, I will say it. But I think having a team, how we came out tonight, I mean, I couldn't – obviously it sucked for me not being able to play, but I think with how the team came out tonight, I mean, coaching staff-wise, I don't think we could have asked for much more.
Going forward, as we're talking to Connor Wellis, Knoxville soccer senior on KNIA KVLS. Going forward, a lot of goals for the team. Obviously, conference, but you know, you've got bigger goals, state tournament, and as Coach Mick says, make noise at state tournament. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, I mean, that was our goal last year. Obviously, we fell one game short of it, but and then again, we only graduated three guys, so we returned a lot of people, and so I think having the experience that we have, and then obviously another year, I think that's the goal anyway. Like our goal, everyone last year, we wanted to make state. And I get we haven't made it there yet, but I think everyone's goal is not just to make state this year, but do something at state with. And then especially, I know me and Mick have been talking. They made the addition this year with MediaCom Stadium and Drake Stadium for state soccer. And so I think I was talking to Mick. I said, obviously, it'd be cool to just make it to state, but to get to play at all three of those places, I think, is about any kid's dream in Iowa soccer right now.
As we said, you're a senior, and I know you know, a lot of media has been talking to a certain you know, young lady that wears black and gold for another school that says she is just savoring every moment. Is that what you're kind of doing this year as a senior, just kind of savoring every moment that you're out here with your friends and your teammates?
Yeah, you know, it's hard because with a kid that has a lot of passion, he gets caught up in the game sometimes, and you kind of forget to have fun, in other words. And so just trying to, at night or after practices, just kind of relax, understand that this is my last year, to have fun with it. Like, I'm never going to get this again. So just kind of sitting back, even if practice didn't go my way, game didn't go my way, just to sit back and relax and be like, it's your last time, just enjoy it. Like, not everything is going to go your way that you want it to. You just got to fight through it and find the happiness in it.
All right. Connor, congratulations on your commitment to Iowa Western, and best luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.